This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and coming up on today's show, we'll pause for a moment to remember Beastie Boys' founding member Adam Yauch, also known as MCA, who died today at the age of 47. Visit our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck, to share your stories, remembrances, and reactions to the news of the hip-hop artist's passing. But we'll start off today's show with a different take on hip-hop as we wrap up our week-long series on dance crazes. We'll look at some of the street-inspired moves of today, the Dougie, the Jerk, the Cat Daddy. They're just a few of the buzzed-about crazes that are circulating amongst the young and the hip. Joining me now from Hollywood, California, is one of the people who's helping those dances to spread, Bryce Professor Locke Johnson, who is, among other things, a YouTube hip-hop dance instructor. Bryce, welcome to Soundcheck.
Oh, thank you.
Now, you are not a teen, am I correct?
No, I am not.
So how do you keep up? How do you stay current with all of these dances that seem to be coming fast and furious?
Well, it's pretty much my job, too, as a professional dance instructor, especially within the hip-hop and street dance field. It's pretty much my job to stay as current and relevant as I possibly can to keep things going. And it's pretty interesting, actually, because coming and starting with the original street dances and the old-school ones, such as popping, locking, and old-school hip-hop, You kind of see the relation that the dances today have to those dances. It's just been evolved a little bit over the years. So it's not as hard as one would think to, you know, stay in it as long as I keep up on my toes.
Mm-hmm. Now, earlier this week, in fact, on Tuesday, we learned that a lot of the kind of popular dances that America has seen in the 20th century actually have their roots in African-American dances from the 19th century. It sounds like you're saying that kind of tradition continues, you know, popping and locking, Coming from the old wing dances of the 19th century, and things like the Dougie, the Cat Daddy. Is this all coming out of those 1980s and 90s dances?
Yeah, and those 80s and 90s dances were born from pretty much the same dances, old ballet, old kung fu movies, old African-American dancing. In fact, dancing dates back as far as, you know, African dance and ballet dance, which were the first two, African being the very first, but which were the first two that really spawned the movements that we have today.
Mm-hmm. Listeners, even if you don't know the Dougie or the Jerk, we do want to hear from you about the dance crazes that you have been part of over the years. Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC. That's 433-9692. Or leave a comment on our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck, to share your tales from the dance floor. We've been talking about dance crazes all this week. And Bryce Johnson, a.k.a. Professor Locke, is with me on the line. Joining me here in the studio is Joey Dowling. She's a New York-based contemporary dancer and choreographer. And Joey, I mean, a lot of these things that Bryce was talking about, they do have deep roots.
Oh, huge roots. I mean, it like you said, it all really does stem from a huge African-American background, which is so cool because you watch everything evolve and revolve as far as watching, you know, this Dougie kind of come out of nowhere. But really, it's rooted back from, you know, 10s and 20s and 30 years ago.
Can you describe the Dougie?
Oh, the Dougie. I love the Dougie, you know, because it has so much swag to it. It's a slower beat. It's a lot more laid back. And, you know, the guy who kind of created it, I mean, it kind of originated from Dougie E. Fresh back in the 1980s in
right,
Dallas.
Right, so this really is going old.
Yeah, and
old
then
school.
Kind of Lil Wayne got a hold of it, and he, you know, kind of created this thing called My Dougie, and then somebody from Dallas came back from L.A., and he ended up kind of the future members of Cali Swag District, you know, ended up writing the song Teach Me How to Dougie, which it just invites everybody to learn how to do a step that's so easily translated to the masses and everybody can do it.
Bryce, you teach the Dougie, I assume.
Yes, I do.
And how hard is it to pick up?
it's actually not hard to pick up it at all. It's actually basically a variation or another way of doing the two-step. It basically comes from, that's your most basic foundation right there is the two-step, stepping side to side, and then you add, you know, you slowly add your arms, you know, and just different motions from your from the upper body. I mean, mm-hmm. it's not much to it at all, which I think is why so many people are into it and so many people are doing it, because it's so accessible no matter what your skill level in dance is.
And that when you say anybody can do it, that extends all the way up to our First Lady. Michelle Obama carried on the tradition of First Ladies falling victim to dance crazes. We started the week, you know, with Jackie Kennedy doing the twist. Michelle Obama danced the Dougie at an event last May.
They be like, smooth, what? Can you teach me how to Dougie? You know why? Because all the girls love me. Hey. All I need is a beat that's super bumping. And for you, you to back it up and dump it.
Get it.
Put your arms out front, lean side to side. They gonna be on you when they see you hit that Dougie ride. Ain't nobody kidding with my bro from Morningside. He go by Bubba and he hit that dance like thunder. Okay, I ain't from Dallas, but I D-Town boogie. I show my moves on to everybody trying to do me. I lead the functions and all the ladies trying to do me. Now you just do you, and I'ma do me
all day.
Dudes love to hate, so they try to shoot me. Females be stuck to me. I think they try to glue me. I make the.
That is Cali Swag District, and teach me how to Dougie. And you can learn how to Dougie on YouTube with Professor Locke, who is Bryce Johnson. He's with us on the line, California-based hip-hop dancer, teacher, and choreographer. Joey Dowling, the New York-based dancer and choreographer, is here with me in the studio. It's the final part of our week-long series on dance crazes. And we want to hear from you. What dance craze have you been caught up in? Our number, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Robin is on the line with us from Newark. Hi, Robin.
Hi. I was actually at a wedding not too long ago, maybe a couple weeks ago, and the DJ played something that I had never heard of called the wobble. And everybody got up. They seemed to know what it was. The wedding was in, like I said, Baltimore. And so I was wondering if your guest had heard of this dance. I went and looked it up on the YouTube, and it did look really fun. So I was trying to learn it, but it was just amazing. It seemed like everybody, the bride was from Virginia, and so everybody from her family knew it. Nobody from Baltimore knew it. But I was wondering if your guest had heard about it.
Well, these things can be very regional. Professor Locke, Bryce, do you have any... experience with the wobble?
Yes, I do, actually. My first experience is when I went to visit my family down in Atlanta, Georgia, and I actually saw the wobble performed at a club down there. I went out with my godbrother and my younger brother out there, and that's where I first saw the wobble perform. And again, it's one of those dances that's just infectious. Once you pick it up, it's definitely a southern, from my understanding, a southern-based dance, which is probably why the family members in Boston didn't know what was going on, but it's definitely something that's picking up. We've seen it out here in Cali, and it's definitely picking up, and it's definitely fun. I mean, it's a dance that everybody can join in on the dance floor at a wedding reception. You know, just if you know it, you got it. If you don't know it, you can learn it within about 5 minutes, and it's on after that.
It seems like, you know, from the twist to the Dougie, there's a tradition of not just dances appearing out of thin air, but out of a song that kind of teaches the Macarena, another example.
Yeah, it's almost like line dancing. You just follow the pattern of it. You know, they say step touch, put your right arm up, put your left arm back. So things like that, they're so easy to pick up on, like the wobble. I've never even heard of the wobble. You know, obviously Professor Locke has, but I could imagine what it would be like, because it kind of explains itself, the wobble, the twist, the shuffle. You're shuffling your feet.
What about the jerk? I mean, there was a 60s dance.
I love the jerk.
Wasn't there a 60s dance called the jerk?
Yeah,
there was a 60s jerk, yep. And then you have the... today's jerk is more, I consider it a remix of the old school hip hop move, the Roger Rabbit. And it's just one move where you're kicking the legs back. If you look up the Roger Rabbit and learn the Roger Rabbit, you have definitely a much better understanding of what the jerk is. But it's pretty much the same movement. The jerk actually is the name of a plethora of movements that come under that the name the jerk. Mm-hmm. As far as what I've learned, especially moving out here to Cali. There's like three or four different moves that they do when they're saying I'm doing the jerk. That one leg move isn't just it. So I'm still learning and learning a lot, of, you know, as I go along.
And this is another exciting. This is another dance where there's a song, right? There's a song that started
yes,
the
is.
Whole craze.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
the song is by, it's from 2009. It's by New Boys, and it's called, predictably, You're a Jerk.
I'm so cocky with it. Got my eyes shut, closed like Rocky hit it. Got your girl on my swag, she loving them jerking songs like a new iPod. Just touch it and turn her on, and when the bass start beating and the I'm beating. Done, I got on my way, I'm leaving. She like, where you going? I ain't got my shoes in purse. I said, it's none of your concern, and she yelled, you're a jerk. So I walked out the door, called Benjay. Told him it's a function, he said, I'm on my way. We put up to the party, I took off my shirt and got up, everybody jerking. We was jerking to the right, jerking to the left. And she popped up out of nowhere, she was still half dressed. She like a real jerk, you love it for this stuff. And the whole party heard her, but all I could hear was wah, 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 wah.
Well, that's the 2009 song that kicked off the jerk craze. New Boys with You're a Jerk. Again, not the dance from the 60s known as the jerk, but something that, as Professor Locke has told us, is kind of a further, an extension, yeah, an evolution of pre-existing kind of hip-hop dance. Professor Locke is Bryce Johnson on the line with us from California. Joey Dowling, she's based here in New York with me here. Dowling.
That's okay.
Simple enough name. She's a dancer and choreographer here with me in the studio. And again, the idea that there are songs for all of these, not a new idea going back over the decades. It's...
No, because they're relatable. You know, everybody gets associated mm-hmm. with a song, and then all of a sudden they have that comparison, and it brings up those good memories, and then all of a sudden they're just moving to that song.
Adam's on the line with us from Long Island, and he remembers a dance that has a song that went along with it. Hi, Adam.
How you doing, John?
All right.
So I remember when I was 13 years old, 34 years ago, my parents wanted to make sure we all could do the hustle at my bar mitzvah. they hired this couple, like they had to be 60 years old, wearing polyester double knit pants and like blouses. And we were sitting there in our living room. We moved all the furniture to the side so that we could all do the hustle in unison for our big family celebration.
That's amazing.
And did you actually listen to the song, Do the Hustle, while you did this?
I did listen to the hustle. We do pretty much the whole Saturday Night Fever soundtrack mm-hmm. extremely well. But as I morphed into high school, I became one of the Disco is Dead proponents, probably because of the humiliation of having to do all those moves on command for all our relatives.
Ruth from Portland, Oregon, sort of echoes what Adam was just saying. When I was in fifth grade, Ruth writes, growing up in the Midwest, it was the hustle. So that certainly is a memory, either a scarring one or a pleasant one, depending, for a lot of people who grew up at that time. Jude on the line with us from Washington Heights. Hey, Jude.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm great.
What's your dance memory? What dance craze swept you up?
Well, I've always been a trendy dancer, and right now I'm shuffling.
You're shuffling.
Shuffling.
So are you? Are you shuffling like 1920s, 30s shuffling, or are you LMFAO shuffling?
Every day I'm shuffling.
There we go.
I actually am. Rock and roll, no halo. We party right. Yeah, that's the crew that I'm repping on a rise to the top. No Lennon or Zeppelin. Hey! Party rock is in the house.
Every day I'm shuffling.
So every day Jude tells us she is still shuffling, thanks to this song from LMFAO. Bryce, what does the shuffle look like these days?
The shuffle, you can relate that one to The Running Man back with MC Hammer when he first came out during The Running Man. You can kind of relate the shuffle to that. Again, it's one of those moves that, you know, it's been around. It's just done in a different way today. It's actually very fun. I enjoy doing it. I mix it with top rocking, which is a b-boy or breakdancing style, mm-hmm. and also house dance when I do it. So I mix those two together. I enjoy anything that has a lot of footwork to it. So,
Bryce, Joey, let me read you a comment from Frank from the East Village. He writes, in the mid-'80s, my African-American friends took me to the garage on King Street. Before we went, they taught me a dance called the Patty Duke, which I can do to this day, but can't explain how. Do either of you know this dance, the Patty Duke?
The Patty Duke, that is old school hip hop at its greatest. I need to do a tutorial video for that. Actually, that's next on the list. But yes, it was an old school hip hop dance. I guess I could verbally explain. But definitely old school 90s hip hop dance.
It sounds like Frank is right that he can do it, but he can't explain it. If you can't explain it, and you're the dance instructor, then you know. I think that puts Frank.
It's something that you would have to visually see in order to get it. I mean, that's some of these dances. That's just how it is.
All right. Let's go back to the phone. Santiago with us from the Bronx. Hey, Santiago, what was your dance craze?
The Ants in the Pants.
Ants in the Pants.
Bet you never heard of that one.
Bryce?
Well, it came out of James Brown tune, you know.
Joey, do you know this one?
I have never heard of that, but that sounds very exciting.
This is how it started.
It does. I think my father might know about that one.
Well, maybe not, you know. I was a college student in 70 to 72 out in the L.A. area.
Mm-hmm.
So all the kids from the East Coast, D.C., anywhere's east of L.A.
Uh-huh.
Used to hang out together and laugh about the guys in L.A. that couldn't dance. So there was a dance contest at all these clubs in L.A. from, you know, Thursday to Sunday. And, the winning prize, 1971, winning prize like $10, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, so right.
People would go to these things to win the $10. So this club, I thought it was the apartment, but it wasn't. It was another club.
And Ants in the Pants was the name of the dance.
Yeah, well, this is what happened. They played the
what a sentence that final. Just was. Ants in the Pants is the name of the dance.
Yeah,
you don't know
the semifinal tune they played. The tune they played for the semifinal was Ants in the Pants.
The James Brown song.
The James Brown. Well, for the dance contest, they just played James Brown's tunes.
Uh huh.
So they played Ants in the Pants semifinal, and so this guy that he just got up there with a chick and. And he didn't know what to do, so he started doing it, and like he had ants in his pants.
Uh-huh.
So he started hopping up in the air and slapping his behind. So everybody laughed so hard, they just stopped dancing. They just left him, they sat down. And so.
Was born a dance craze off of this song by James Brown. Thanks, Santiago, for the call. Tell me what you're gonna do.
And I need to dance. Come on. Got it. My pants and I need to dance. So big fine mama, come give me a chance.
James Brown, Ants in the Pants, and as Santiago was telling us, kind of little origin myth there for a dance called Ants in the Pants. Bryce Johnson, a.k.a. Professor Locke, on the line with us from California. Joey Dowling is based here in New York. She's a dancer and choreographer here with me in the studio. We're wrapping up our week-long series on dance crazes by asking, which craze have you been a part of? You can leave a comment on our webpage. Call us at 212-433-WNYC. Let me ask you both about a couple of things. I want to get to Zumba in a moment, but first, Cat Daddy. What, Bryce, what's the Cat Daddy?
The Cat Daddy is another urban street dance style that was born over the last, let's say, year and a half or so. And it's a movement that makes you a side-to-side movement that you do with your arms and your body, and then you do a drop. That, out of all of them, is kind of the most original. I mean, it's definitely evolved from hip-hop movements, but it kind of has its own just this vibe. And I see people just doing it every day, all day, around here in the dancer community out here in L.A., and it's something that never tickled my fancy too much, but it seems to be just running wild. And I do give it, as far as originality, and it's one of the most original. So,
it also has a song that kind of tells you what to do, but it's a song that we can't play on the radio by a band called Rejects. But they did a live version of it for the radio for the station Power 106 in L.A., and we can play some of that for you.
We go to work. True winner. Jean skinny. Like Squibber. Looking for your girl. Just missed her. Then my cat daddy. And I took a dog. Timber. Wrist cold. Mama call it winner. Switcher full of nuggets. Daddy call it dinner. Baby got shorty call it thinners. UPS jacks us. Gilly we deliver. Cat daddy when I Dougie. Cat daddy when I member. Back for skinny. They from Rejects. I remember. Competition see the creams. They surrender. Smoking wide clef. Now I'm going to November. Hey, move your arms like you wheelchair stunt. Drop low. Grab your shoulder light. To Power 106 to bang this. Big up to my bro Sam. He the king of this. Hey. Yeah, we go to work. Do our cat daddy.
That is Rejects doing a sort of clean version of their song Cat Daddy, which helped spawn the Cat Daddy dance craze. And the original version actually mentions a couple of other dance crazes, the SpongeBob and the Dougie, which we talked about before. And Joey, a lot of these are street dances, but, you know, there are more technical dances. And then there's this Zumba thing. What is that?
There's, you know, the whole exercise craze has turned into a huge dance craze / exercise phase.
Well, Bryce mentioned martial arts stuff earlier in the segment.
Which is totally incorporated into so many of these exercise programs. You know, like Zumba, the guy who founded it was kind of an aerobics dance teacher, and he forgot his music and decided, oh, I have these old merengue and old salsa tapes in my bag. I'll just pull those out and, you know, let's play those and I can just, you know, figure out something. And that's literally how the whole entire craze happened. And I think it happened because at the end of the day, exercising can really be a pain in the ass. And you want it to be fun. And Latin people know how to party. And basically, kind of their pitch is ditch the workout, join the party.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of their you know, running logo. And that's what you feel like when you take the class. All these moms, all these dads, all these kids go in there and feel sexy and enjoy moving their hips and doing that Latin flair.
This is called Zumba Zumba from the album Zumba Fitness. A dance craze that started in the gym, Zumba Fitness, Zumba Zumba, that kind of Latin rhythm that we talked about yesterday in our dance craze series, emerging again in this unexpected way. And we've been talking about current dance crazes, the dance crazes that you got caught up in. Donkey at the Disco is the handle for this particular listener who comments, is no one doing the Soulja Boy anymore? It took me weeks to learn it, and now I feel like an old man. let's take a final call from Frank in Howard Beach. Hi, Frank.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. What do you dance to?
Anything that stems from Michael Jackson. I'm an early 80s baby, and I cut myself, and I noticed many. I'm sure you guys touched on it at some point during the week. I just unfortunately couldn't listen every day. But
Frank, you got to listen every day, Frank. You gotta listen every day. So Michael Jackson does it for you, like Thriller and.
Anything, just that very clean, sharp, you know, motion that starts from an explosion of body movement and ends with a pop. One thing I did find interesting was this is also the guy
who introduced us to the moonwalk. I mean, he didn't invent it, although there are people who claim he did. But
he's the king of everything, in my opinion. I mean, really
pretty
is.
Much.
I mean, just
he was, pretty much.
He was the king
of pop.
Doesn't
get any higher than that.
All right, let's wrap up with a little bit of the aforementioned Michael Jackson. Bryce Johnson is Professor Locke, California-based hip-hop dancer and teacher and choreographer. You can find his instructional dance YouTube videos on our webpage, WNYC.org/soundcheck. And Joey Dowling is a New York-based dancer and choreographer. She's been here with me in the studio. Bryce, Joey, thank you both for being with us on Soundcheck.
All right, thank you, John.
You start to freeze as someone looks you right between the eyes. You're paralyzed, cause this is dinner, dinner night, and no one's gonna save you from the beast about to strike.
In a moment, we remember Beastie Boys founding member Adam Yauch, otherwise known as MCA. He died today at the age of 47. And later, a live performance from the indie rock band Shearwater. They'll join us in the Soundcheck studio.
But you could summon up another religion. But you could summon another life.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and the galaxy, well, it feels a little smaller today as we mark the passing of Adam Yauch, better known as MCA, co-founder of the Beastie Boys. The Brooklyn veterans started as a punk band while they were still in high school, and that guitar-driven sound never really disappeared, even when the trio started working in a hip-hop format. Some of us actually got our first taste of the Beastie Boys' infectious sense of rhythm and offbeat sense of humor with their underground single Cookie Puss back in the early 80s. But when they made their proper debut with 1986's Licensed to Ill, the Beastie Boys became a national breakout hit. Throughout the 80s and 90s, MCA, along with Ad Rock and Mike D, would be familiar figures on tour and atop the charts with songs like Intergalactic that we were just hearing, Fight for Your Right to Party, Hey Ladies, Pass the Mic. But while he played the MCA role to the hilt, Adam Yauch was also a practicing Buddhist. He was committed to the Free Tibet movement, and he would find ways of sneaking Tibetan sounds into those rich textures on some Beastie Boy songs like this one called Bodhisattva Vow. The sounds of Tibetan Buddhist monks chanting in the background. That's the Beastie Boys' Bodhisattva Vow. In 2009, Adam Yauch was diagnosed with cancer in his salivary gland, and the Beastie Boys had to withdraw from a high-visibility date at the All Points West Festival. But he did rally to help finish last year's Beastie Boys release, Hot Sauce Committee Part 2. Earlier this year, the group was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but Yauch was unable to attend. The Red Hot Chili Peppers dedicated their live performance that night to the ailing rapper. Adam Yauch died here in New York this morning. He was 47 years old. The worlds of hip-hop and rock both claimed him, have both lost a major figure. Justin Timberlake tweeted, "Crushed to hear the news of Adam Yauch's passing, a true pioneer of art." Bill Bragan, who programs all of the outdoor music activities at Lincoln Center, tweeted, "I remember calling Hofstra's radio station all through high school with the hopes of hearing Cookie Puss." Letal Malad, who produces our Studio 360 program with Kurt Anderson, writes that she serendipitously went to the Unisphere in Queens for the first time last weekend, a pilgrimage I'd been wanting to make since I was 10, referring to the famous Unisphere that is on the album cover for the Beastie Boys record Licensed to Ill. And Heather from Brooklyn left us this comment: I grew up with these guys, and this feels like a particularly personal loss, as it does, I think, for all of Brooklyn, which today has lost a native son. No Sleep Till Brooklyn, a Beastie Boys hit. Again, Adam Yauch died this morning in New York. He was 47. Still to come, Austin-rooted indie rock band Shearwater joins us for a live performance. This is Soundcheck.